Welcome. Over the past few weeks, we have experienced an outpouring of support and love from friends and community. And one lady who reached out to me, her name's Kate McKinnon. She's one of the world's greatest cranial sacral therapists. And I know Kate because she has been in my meditation programs. Kate used to be Wayne Dyer's cranial sacral therapist and energy healer. You know Wayne Dyer. He wrote 20 New York Times bestsellers. He is one of my all-time favorite inspirational teachers. So a few days ago, out of the kindness of her heart, Kate offered my wife and I a distance healing session. And of course I accepted. I did not know what to expect. I mean, it's a phone call. How deep can you go on a phone call? So yesterday we had this session. I situated myself outside. The call began. It took no more than 2 minutes to feel Kate operating on a completely different frequency. She has this soothing British accent, and she asked me to articulate what I was feeling in my body, how I felt rooted to the earth. I cannot use words to explain feelings, but here I was looking out at my backyard. Instead of watching it, thinking about it, I suddenly felt one with everything going on around me. That's the mark of a special healer, if they can get you out of your head and into your heart really quickly. And then Kate took me somewhere in my body that I had never been before. She asked me to experience the back of my heart. Not once in my life had I thought of the back of my heart. Imagine if you can, the back of your heart. What does that look like to you? What does it feel like? For me, it was like the dark side of the moon, so unfamiliar. But Kate led me to that place, had me imagining that she was touching that place. She explained the back of the heart is the point of self-love, self-compassion, and that part of me felt dark and distant because I've been in this adrenaline-fueled state of giving as much energy, love, and attention to my daughter as possible. But I started to feel a bit of post-traumatic stress. I had these triggers that were being set off too frequently. I told Kate how I woke up the other night with these heart palpitations. I was living in a state that is not sustainable for the length of this healing journey that we're on. And maybe you can relate to some part of your life that you manage to endure, even though you know it's not sustainable for the long term. So yesterday, here I was, landing on the back of my heart and felt what life is like there. Soft, quiet, tranquil, beautiful. And I know it's not just me. For so many people, maybe you, the back of the heart is an undiscovered world. How might your life change if you started a colony there, a second home? Kate asked me if I thought I could return to this place when I wanted to, when I needed to. And just yesterday, after I finished my session with Kate, my son and I were spending time together, but I was uncomfortable because my daughter was having a rough afternoon. And I was kind of back to this adrenaline-fueled state, just kind of getting through everything. And I remembered the back of my heart. So my son and I went swimming late afternoon. I returned to this peaceful place where I could be present, enjoying a sun-drenched afternoon, just swimming with my son in the pool. And then the most amazing thing happened. This hummingbird floated right in front of my son and I and literally hovered right there in front of us for 2 minutes. I kid you not. And then it floated away and it rested on a tree for a little bit. And then it came back and it hovered in front of us again. And my son and I were in awe. I've never had a hummingbird do that before. And those are the kinds of sights and attractions that happen when you're living on the back of your heart. So today, can we visit there? Take a moment to get more comfortable. And if you can, imagine that part of your heart that doesn't get much, if any, attention. Except when you are super kind and generous and compassionate with yourself. Being in this place, you can drop all the pressure, just release it. You can feel your heart slowing down and opening up. It's a state of being that is sustainable, attractive, magnetic. Put your right hand on your belly and your left hand on your heart. Let's experience a different kind of opening, a different kind of freedom. Inhale through the right hand on the belly. Exhale through the left hand on the heart. Inhale, open. Exhale, free. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to explore the back of your heart. Inhale, open. Exhale, free. if your attention wandered. Inhale, open. Exhale, free. Coming back to the moment. This amazing healer, Kate, took me to a place I didn't even know existed. The back of my heart, where life is soft, quiet, tranquil. Beautiful. A place where hummingbirds float in front of you for 5 minutes, swear to God. A place where life is sustainable, attractive, magnetic. A place where all the best stuff is open and free. See you tomorrow. Peace.